With this spotlight of Pella Girls Tennis senior Allison Polyus, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.
What was your initial reaction to losing out on this season and having the opportunity to play tennis this spring, especially losing out on your senior year?
Tennis was definitely what I was looking forward to most at the end of the year. And of course, they canceled everything 2 days before tennis practices would have started. And I just found it particularly frustrating because I'd been working on it and hoping to get better, but I won't get the shot to do it again. And I guess I'll just have to deal with that.
Well, and Allison, you were a part of a group of seniors that was kind of coming up from the JV ranks, hoping to take that next step. What were the things that you were really trying to hope and improve in your game, not only to have fun with the sport, but to be more competitive and to move up the lineup?
I really wanted to work on like my singles, even though I probably wouldn't be competing that way. I think it's really helpful when I'm practicing to be able to handle the whole court by myself. And I really wanted to get better at serves, and just overall, getting more experience will always help in order to improve your game.
Memories for you?
One of my, I don't know, it's not really a favorite memory, but just kind of the oddest thing. When I was first learning like the sport, because I basically just walked on and decided to play tennis, at one of the meets, I was doing pretty well, and the coaches were like nearby, like probably talking about the other side of the court with the varsity. But I had this really powerful swing and I knocked Mrs. Boots in the back of the head, and I don't think I've ever been more scared. And yeah, thankfully she didn't try to arrest me for assault, but that was the most, oh God, just the most nerve-wracking moment of my life. So, yeah. And I also enjoyed like getting to know the girls, of course, meeting people from different grades and people I normally wouldn't get to the opportunity to know. And it was really a good experience for me.
Mrs. Boots has forgiven you since then? All is good?
Yes, she's even who I get my Dutch costume from, and that happened after hitting her in the head. I think like right after she was like talking to me about it, and then somehow we talked about tulip time and I ended up with a Dutch costume. So kudos to Mrs. Boots.
Since your career is winding down and you're about to graduate, you know, what, as you look back now, as you look back in the last 4 years of your experience at Pella High, not just maybe to tennis, but other things you're able to involve in, what are the things that you'll be taking with you, whether it's stuff you learned in tennis? I know I met you earlier this year about swimming, and the things that you'll be taking with you as you head past high school, so to speak.
I think in tennis and in swimming, while swimming was definitely like my core sport because I've been doing it for so long and been successful in it, I think learning a new sport with tennis really instilled in me the importance of hard work and how important it is to enjoy what you do and try new things. And so I hope to try new things in college and in life. And but like aside from the actual sport, meeting new people and getting to meet some of my closest friends through swimming and in tennis has really left an impact on me. And I hope to get active in the future and meet new people.
And then Allison, what's next for you after Pella High School?
I am planning on attending the University of Iowa next year and to get a degree in neuroscience and biology on a pre-med track. I just wanted to thank the coaches for all their hard work that they've put in. They don't have to put in the extra time, but they do, and they show that they care about us as individuals and not just as tennis players. And I'm really sad I didn't get to tell them that in person.
Once again, for the spotlight of Pella Girls Tennis Senior Allison Polyus, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.